GPT-5.5 versus Claude Opus 4.7 is a frontier model routing decision defined less by vendor preference than by whether your agent spends most of its time in a terminal or inside a repo-wide refactor. On April 23, 2026, OpenAI published the cleanest public split in this matchup. GPT-5.5 leads Terminal Bench 2 at 82.7%, while Claude Opus 4.7 leads SWE Bench Pro at 64.3%. One, most comparison posts stop at both are frontier models. That is the wrong abstraction. Oz made both vendors easier to buy through one control plane on April 28, 2026, but Bedrock does not make their request contracts or workload fit interchangeable. 346, key facts 1. OpenAI's own launch table shows Claude Opus 4.7 ahead on SWE Bench Pro, 64.3% to 58.6%, while GPT-5.5 leads on Terminal Bench 2, 82.7% to 69.4%. 1, 2 AWS added OpenAI models, Codex, and managed agents to Bedrock in limited preview on April 28, 2026, making dual vendor deployment normal for AWS first teams. 4.3. Bedrock still separates Anthropic messages from OpenAI-compatible chat completions and responses, so model routing remains an application concern. 5.6. 4 Anthropic says Opus 4.7 adds X-high effort, adaptive thinking, and tokenizer changes that can raise text token usage versus Opus 4.6, which matters for quality-first refactor workloads. 7. Pick Opus 4.7 when the agent must hold a repo in working memory. Claude Opus 4.7 is the safer default when the job is a multi-file code change that rewards patience, instruction fidelity, and long horizon verification. Anthropic positions the release as a direct upgrade for advanced software engineering, and OpenAI's comparison table supports that claim with a 64.3% SWE Bench Pro score versus GPT-5.5's 58.6%. 1-2. That benchmark gap is not abstract leaderboard noise. It maps to the kind of glossary/coder agent work where the model must preserve constraints across files, notice hidden coupling, and avoid declaring victory too early. If you are asking an agent to rename interfaces across a large code base, update tests, and explain the migration path, Opus 4.7 is the more defensible first route. 1-2, there is a cost to that choice. Anthropic's model notes say Opus 4.7 introduces a new X-high effort level for coding and agentic work, replaces the old extended thinking mode with adaptive thinking, and may use roughly 1x to 1.35x as many text tokens as Opus 4.6 because of tokenizer changes. 7. That makes Opus a quality first pick for glossary/agentic loop workloads, not a universal default. Pick GPT-5.5. When the loop lives in the terminal or browser, GPT-5.5 is the stronger default when the agent spends its time inspecting command output, recovering from tool friction, and continuing autonomously. OpenAI's launch post shows the biggest gap in the matchup on Terminal Bench 2, where GPT-5.5 scores 82.7% and Opus 4.7 scores 69.4%. 1. The same table gives GPT-5.5 smaller but still useful edges on OS World Verified, 78.7% to 78%, and Browse Comp, 84.4% to 79.3%. 1. For teams building agents that mix shell work, browser investigation, and glossary/tool use, those numbers matter more than generic claims about reasoning. This does not mean Opus is weak on long context or vision. Anthropic's docs say Opus 4.7 supports a 1M token context window, 128K max output, and high-resolution image input up to 2576px or 3.75MP. 7. The practical split is narrower. GPT-5.5 looks better for fast-moving terminal loops, while Opus 4.7 looks better for repo reasoning that ends in a patch. Use Bedrock as the control plane, not as an excuse to collapse. Routing Bedrock changes procurement and governance more than it changes model behavior. Oz says OpenAI models on Bedrock inherit enterprise controls teams already use there, including IAM, Private Link, Guardrails, encryption, and CloudTrail logging, while OpenAI frames the launch as bringing frontier models, codecs, and managed agents onto AWS infrastructure. 3.4, the implementation detail most teams miss is that Bedrock still exposes different API families by vendor. Oz documents OpenAI base URL equals API. Oz V1 for OpenAI compatible APIs and Anthropic base URL equals API. Oz Anthropic for Claude's messages API. 5. The compatibility matrix makes the same point in a different form. OpenAI models sit behind chat completions and responses, while Claude sits behind messages. That means Bedrock solves the governance half of glossary slash agent orchestration, but not the routing half. One Oz account can host both vendors. Your application still needs to decide which request shape, benchmark profile, and failure mode belongs to which workload. Root by benchmark split, then normalize your app layer. The useful routing table is already strong enough to act on. Send repo issue resolution and refactors to Opus 4.7 because it leads SWE Bench Pro send shell heavy debugging and CI loops to GPT 5.5 because it leads terminal bench 2 by 13.3 points. Send browser heavy operator tasks to GPT 5.5 unless you specifically need the visual reasoning or long horizon code review shape, where Opus earns its cost. 1.7. That policy is simple enough to encode in a small router and precise enough to defend to an engineering team. It also fits the broader evaluation framework in Core / Picking a Frontier Model 2026 Q2, where the right question is not which frontier model is best, but which benchmark dimension predicts my production workload. Runnable example, one Bedrock account, two model families expected output. The GPT 5.5 call should return an action first debugging plan centered on shell inspection, while the Opus 4.7 call should return a structured refactor plan that foregrounds file relationships, constraints, and verification. 5.6. The practical answer to GPT 5.5 versus Claude Opus 4.7 is not to crown a winner. Keep one Oz control plane, root repo scale refactors to Opus 4.7, and send terminal heavy loops to GPT 5.5. For the full evaluation framework behind that router, start with Core / Picking a Frontier Model 2026 Q2. See also the original research Grounding in Research / OpenAI / 2026-51 and Research / Anthropic / 2026-51.